Welcome to this episode of Religion in American Life, a podcast of the Blasey Center for Religion and American Public Life at Boston College. I am Mark Massa, the director of the Blasey Center, and today's podcast host. This podcast is the newest initiative in the Blasey Center's commitment to connecting a community of scholars, policymakers, media, and religious leaders in conversation and scholarly reflection around issues at the intersection of religion and American public life. In September of this year, the Pew Research Center published a study that indicated that religious switching, that is, the practice of persons changing from one religion to another, one religion to no religion, or no religion to a religion, is changing the face of American religion. The report concludes that if the trends continue as they are, Christianity in the United States will fall below 50%. And regardless whether this exact scenario continues or another one emerges, the report concludes that the Christian population in the U.S. will continue to decline. Today, we are delighted to be joined by Stephanie Kramer. Stephanie is the senior researcher at the Pew Research Center, specializing in religion. She is an expert in global religious demography and the psychology of religion. She is the author of Pew Research Center reports such as The Changing Global Religious Landscape, Religion and Living Arrangements Around the World, Europe's Growing Muslim Population, and The Age Gap in Religion Around the World, as well as scholarly articles. She earned doctoral and master degrees in social and personal psychology from the University of Oregon. Stephanie, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start out by asking you just to comment as broadly or narrowly as you find would be helpful. What are the current trends in religious switching? How many are switching from Christianity to another religion or no religion? Or you can leap in there wherever you want.
Well, among people who are raised Christian, which is most people Pew has surveyed in the U.S., among the most recent cohort of young adults, 31% of them switched from Christianity to being unaffiliated, and just about 3% switched to a non-Christian religion after being raised Christian.
So in other words, they're not switching from Christianity to Eastern religions or to something like that. So a few are, but the majority are actually switching to no religion. Is that correct?
That's right. Most of the movement is from people being raised Christian, but opting out later in life, usually in young adulthood, and becoming atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular.
Do we have any data? I mean, you're the data person. I always joke with my staff here that numbers come to me easily, just not reliably. But it seems like numbers come to you both easily and reliably. How does that compare to the past? Is this something radically new in the data?
It is. We've looked at data going back to the early 1970s, looking at people who were raised Christian and seeing if they still identify as Christian or as something else. And switching out after a Christian upbringing has been increasingly common. So that's another trend we're looking at. Not only are there large numbers of young adults switching out, but each cohort of young adults switches out a little more. Back in like 1990, among people who had just sort of aged out of young adulthood, 90% of them who were raised Christian still remained Christian. And that's true of 65% in 2020.
So that's a rather dramatic change in statistics.
Yes.
And what percentage did you say that they switch to no religion at all? You mentioned a 30-something.
31% of young adults who were raised Christian now identify as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular.
Okay. And would that include nuns?
Yes. So we refer to that big group of people as the nuns or the religiously unaffiliated, whether they're atheist, agnostic, or say their religion is nothing in particular. They're all unaffiliated or nuns.
And so in terms of, I'd like to focus down on the nuns' belief. Are most of them theistic or atheistic, or they're just turned off by church, or are they turned off by religion? Or?
So Pew asked people several years ago, asked people who had left Christianity after being raised Christian, why they had given up the faith and become unaffiliated. And there were a variety of responses. The most common response was that people just don't believe. But the second most common response was that people don't like organized religion. And those people said things like, churches are too much like businesses, religions focus on power, politics, religions cause conflicts, they're too hierarchical.
So is your sense then in your reading of the data that the number of people who actually claim to be atheists is smaller than the people who would identify as nuns? Or do we have any data on that?
We sure do, yeah. Among U.S. adults, only 4% of people identify as atheist, 5% identify as agnostic, and then another 20% identify as nothing in particular.
Wow, so 4% are atheists, 5% are agnostic, and 20% are nuns. And do they... they're comfortable identifying themselves as that? I mean, is there any sense of holding back in this self-identification, or is it just part of the woodwork?
I think some people have a negative association with the term atheist. More people will say that they don't believe in God than will self-identify as atheist.
So if these trends continue, the trends that you've tracked so well here, if these trends of religious switching continue, what will religion look like in the future? So if you were a betting woman, I don't know if you're a betting woman or not, what would you bet about how religion will look 10 years from now or 15 years from now?
You know, barring some dramatic event, we would expect the percentage of Americans who identify as Christian to keep declining because Christianity is losing so many young adults. Our projections showed that Christians could drop below 50% as soon as like the 2040s. We would think that we were on a trajectory like that if current trends continue. You know, that's assuming that trends in migration, fertility, religious transmission, that transferring religion from one generation to the next, and one of four switching patterns happens.
Are those trends the same in all religious denominations? I mean, are Catholics taking a bigger hit than Protestants, or is it across the board kind of decreasing?
Every group of Christians is losing members.
And what could change that? What could knock that train off course? What trends could happen that would change that eventual decline, that direction we seem to be moving in?
You know, at least in theory, there could be some big Christian revival if there were perhaps a war, if a theocracy emerged, anything that caused like widespread distress or problems could, in theory, increase religiosity in the U.S. Some scholars say, though, that once societies are secularizing, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once people don't believe, you know, once they leave religion, they don't believe and they don't go back. We haven't seen in other societies that secularized before the U.S. and are industrialized and similar, we haven't seen a Christian revival yet.
Right. So there's a famous book that came out about 10 years ago called A Society Without God. It was about one of the Scandinavian countries. I forget which one. I think I want to say Sweden, but I'm not sure of that. But it seems like there was a huge decline in church affiliation, even though the country has an official state church. But it seemed to make very little difference in the culture in terms of how people sort of live their lives and the values that they ascribe to. Is that predictively likely? I mean, if the trends in the United States continue in the way they are?
Countries that have been on this trajectory years, decades ahead of the U.S. tend to be doing okay. These are countries throughout Western Europe, places like Canada, Australia. It seems like those places are prosperous. There's a question about the direction of the causal arrow. You know, are these places more secular because they're more prosperous? That could be. There is a reliable correlation. The better off a country is, the less religious it tends to be. If you're looking at measures of GDP per capita, or life expectancy, or, you know, education, things like that.
The linking between economic comfortability and religion, I mean, that's been a sociological theory for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. what's the relation between economic success and religious affiliation? And do you think that the data that you're reporting on seems to imply that that could still be a vital connection? I mean, the higher the economic success, the less religious affiliation.
We looked at this around the world when we did a report a few years ago on the age gap in religion. We looked at overall country level religion, and we looked at different measures. We looked at religious affiliation, the importance of religion, the frequency of prayer, and the frequency of service attendance. And then we looked at a lot of economic measures and other measures of prosperity. And there was a close correlation, no matter how you slice or dice this, basically.
Now, it's been reported that 1 in 5 Americans, you just mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, dislike organized religion. So, and you mentioned that they don't like religion's concentration on power. They don't like the way religion gets sort of intertwined with politics, which has been a fairly big issue in the past decade in American politics. Any other issues? Like, what are the big ticket items that people don't like about religion? Is it they don't like the public worship, the liturgy of the churches? Or one of the complaints among Catholics is always that the homilies are so terrible. They sort of tune out. Are those common complaints in what you found?
People complain about scandals within the church. Some people say that they're spiritual but not religious, or they're too uncertain about their beliefs to commit to a particular religion. Some people just describe themselves as sort of too busy for religion. There's a really wide range of things, but you know, most people just don't believe.
So lack of belief, is that the number one issue, do you think?
Half of people who were raised Christian and are now unaffiliated say they disaffiliated because they don't believe the teachings of the religion.
Do we have any sense in the data of what they turn to in place of that? Is it meditation or?
Among this group of people, especially, I'm not sure what they've substituted, if anything. Some of them do say that they're spiritual or that they're seeking, but it's not clear whether people are necessarily replacing this with spirituality. But most people who are unaffiliated do believe in God or a higher power, including 17% who believe in the God of the Bible.
So 17% of those who say they're spiritual but not religious believe in the God of the Bible?
Overall, of all nuns, of all people who are atheists, agnostic, or nothing in particular, 17% of them nevertheless say they believe in the God of the Bible. So these are mostly people who are nothing in particular. You know, they don't identify as Christians or anything else, but they do believe in God as described in the Bible, rather than, you know, other people believe in a more abstract spiritual force.
One of the common tropes among Catholics is that a big factor in whether children go to church or when as they go off to college, continue to practice is whether their parents are religious and also go to church. Is that a statistic that holds true across religious groups or not?
We looked at teenagers and whether teenagers were more religious if they were being raised by religious parents. And parents who say religion is very important or go to services weekly or pray every day are more likely to have teens who identify with their religion and are also practicing.
And is there a regional difference, say the Northeast versus the South versus the West versus, I mean, are regions in the United States different in terms of these statistics of decline or nuns or?
Yeah. People who were raised Christian and are now unaffiliated are underrepresented in the South. A third of former Christians live there, compared with 42% of people who've remained Christian, or 38% of U.S. adults overall.
So the South is marginally more religious or more traditionally religious than the rest of the nation.
People are, yeah, the South tends to be more religious and people disaffiliate less after being raised Christian, right? People who've disaffiliated are more likely to live in the West.
The common belief is that the Northwest, Washington State, Oregon, traditionally they were the least churched area of the United States. Is that holding true or is there any kind of change in that?
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest is still a less religious area of the U.S. for sure.
I know the common thing we talk about here at Boston College is Christian Smith, who's a sociologist at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. put a book out 20 years ago called Soul Searching. And he described, he said that the religion of most American teenagers is something he called moralistic therapeutic deism, MTD. And I think my sins, I teach undergraduate, for my many sins, I teach undergraduates about psychology. And my experience is we have a lot of moralistic therapeutic deists, even though Boston College is a Catholic institution. And, you know, 65% of our students are self-described as Roman Catholics. So my sense, and I have no data on this, my sense is that's a pretty common thing. They're deists. They believe in God and they believe in a morality, but religion is primarily therapeutic, meeting their needs. My sense is that's a fairly common thing for the 18 to 21 crowd across the board. Is my prejudice on that a fair prejudice or not?
Most nuns, including most young nuns, do believe in God or some kind of a higher power. I'm not sure about the extent to which people are sort of using religion therapeutically.
Are the trends in the United States true? Are they about what is happening in other industrialized nations? Is it more dramatic in the United States? Is it less dramatic in the United States? I mean, it seems to be we're coming at this later than, say, Scandinavia or Australia, but I just wonder, compared to other places, is what's happening here the same in other industrialized nations?
Well, other industrialized nations are not necessarily showing as dramatic declines, partly because they have been places with a large percentage of people who are unaffiliated for a while. So you just don't have this overwhelming Christian majority to dwindle. So things are a little bit different. The U.S. is later to this than other similar countries. There might be a wide range of reasons.
And is your prediction that this will have some impact, a large impact, or no impact on American culture in terms of the way people live their lives or do politics? Or there's a famous, I asked this, let me give you the basis for this question. There was an article in the Atlantic Monthly about 6 months ago, and it said that the common belief in the past was religion tends to whip people up, and therefore it causes kind of like political divisions. But the author of this article said, in fact, the decrease in religion makes political conflict much more dramatic and leads to a much sharper sort of conflict and political issues. Do you have any sense of whether that's true or not?
A lot of people think that the big decline in Christian affiliation is driven by a backlash to the association with right-wing, you know, political conservatism and Christianity. And one of the reasons is that political identity tends to crystallize when people are young. And it's less flexible than religious identity. So the idea is because people don't identify as politically conservative, they're pushed away from identifying as religious.
So is there anything in the data to show any kind of correlation between political conservatism and religious conservatism, or political progressivism plus liberal religion, or are those two completely separate watertight compartments?
People who have disaffiliated are more likely to identify as Democrats or Democratic-leaning independents.
So that there are those in the Republican Party would say that they're fighting basically a growing sort of agnostic or indifferent sort of thing. So there seems to be data that would sort of support at least some interpretations of that, would you say?
There are reliable correlations between political and religious attitudes.
What do you find interesting data?
So I think it's interesting that we also see movement from being raised with no religion to Christianity. So while we have 31% of young adults who are raised Christian switching out, we have 21% of people who are raised with no religion becoming Christian.
Oh, wow.
Right now, there aren't a lot of people who are raised with no religion. So that's a small number of people moving into Christianity. But as the unaffiliated population increases and fewer people raise children with religion, if Christianity were to attract 21% of them, that could slow this trend down somewhat.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. So as the numbers seem to increase among the agnostic atheists or nuns, some of them, at least, who at least identify from that from early age, you said 20, I believe you said 21%, will eventually come to identify as Christian. Is that, that seems very counterintuitive. I mean, I believe your data. I'm not questioning your data, but that seems very interesting. Is that something new in the study of the religious demography?
I haven't seen a lot of work on people who are raised without religion switching into Christianity. I think because it's just not very common still to have been raised outside of a religion. So you have to survey huge numbers of people to learn anything about people who weren't raised with religion. But these could be people who were raised as nothing in particular. Maybe they had parents who were nominally Christian or something like that, but they don't consider themselves to have been raised in a faith. And they might become loosely affiliated Christians. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's been this big moment of conversion or something like that. Some of these people may not even think of themselves as having really switched.
It sounds actually, I'm a historian of American Christianity. One of the texts I always use in my undergraduate class is Finkenstark's Churching of America. And an interesting statistic that always surprises my students is we tend to think that America was always very religious and has been sort of growing. There's a growing trend toward not being religious. But in point of fact, right after the American Revolution in the early 1800s, the vast majority of people did not identify with any church. Like only 10% of Americans identified as belonging to some church. Mm-hmm. And so the evangelical Protestants and the Catholics mounted this huge revival campaign that made, by the Civil War, by half a century later, made America deeply religious. That could happen, I suppose. I mean, it seems to be the same kind of thing is happening now, that increasing numbers of people identify as not particularly anything, but if the churches get on the ball on this, that could change.
It could change. It's possible. We haven't seen in other societies that have secularized like this, we've never seen churches get on the ball and turn this around.
And what about the Global South? So are the statistics you're talking about in the United States and Canada, let's say, is that borne out as well, say, in Central and South America? Or are they still pretty religious?
Overall, countries in the Global South are still very religious compared to the Global North.
I found your report really interesting. What are your future projects going to be around these issues?
Right now, I'm zooming in on religion and migration. We talk about that some in the projections report, of course, because we include migration as a factor in future population sizes. But what I'm working on now looks at migration more closely and around the world.
Well, I think we will come knocking on your door again. So thank you very much. This is a really interesting conversation, and good luck on your research.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to Religion and American Life, a podcast by the Boisy Center for Religion and American Public Life at Boston College. For more information on the work of the Boisy Center, the Center's schedule of events, or to listen to other episodes of this podcast, please visit our website at bc.edu/Boisy.